Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Check in with Evan.
Yeah, and Caleb's words to us last night were, I beat myself up pretty badly. Now, he's been like this, and it's worked for him. I mean, it's a superpower to some degree, and for him, it's all about managing it. And I think that's what he laid down to us. It's about the work he puts in, but really the support he gets, not just from away from the field, but on the field. He said, my teammates show me a lot of grace.
It's DeMarcado breaking away. Breakdown for the Bears.
Matt Eberflus with our own Evan Washburn moments ago.
Coach, after the way that first half ended, what was your message in the locker room to your guys?
I told them that, hey, this is what the score is, and we have each other. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to execute on offense, defense, and kicking, and we're going to go out here and compete in the second half.
Coach, thank you.
You got it.
All right, Evan.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
My God. Chris Tannehill, our producer, going back to one of the darker moments of a lot of dark moments of Matt Eberflus's final year. That's the game, Lawrence, where you say you saw the quit.
Yeah, I was there.
So was Evan Washburn.
I know. And Evan's going to be, I'm not going to be in Baltimore, but Evan's going to be there on the sidelines breaking it all down. And we're grateful to have him here for a few minutes to talk about the Bears and the Ravens. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Evan, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We don't want to relitigate the Matt Eberflus years with you. We do want to talk about what's going on in Baltimore. Why is this team in the state that it's in?
Wow. Well, first of all, good to be with you guys. What a flashback. That feels like 10 years ago, not 1 year ago. But, yeah, good to be back at it with the Bears. Specific to your question about the Ravens, I don't think it's overly complicated. They were extremely injured. They turned the ball over a bunch with whoever was in there, and that includes a future Hall of Famer and Derrick Henry to start the season. And defensively, they couldn't take the ball away. I mean, you're living it right now. You're the team. The Bears are 4-2, largely due to the fact that they take the ball away and they've protected it reasonably well the last four games. So I would say that's the large kind of root cause of what's happened with the Ravens.
So, Evan, you do sidelines for Ravens preseason. You're local, right?
Yep.
So
yep. I live in Baltimore.
Yeah. So you can kind of help us zoom out here because we've been fascinated from afar and now with some focus. Is the John Harbaugh thing hitting an expiration date? Like, are we seeing some decay of message and continuity writ large at this point?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't see it that way. I get how that's kind of how the system in and around sports and especially the NFL goes. But to me, Baltimore, the way that organization is run is very similar to, I would say, their rival in the Pittsburgh Steelers. They preach patience, and they've been rewarded for it in a lot of ways over the course of especially the Steve Bisciotti era, who's the owner. So as I laid out in the first point, I don't think that necessarily John Harbaugh's had anything to do with the injuries. I can see how maybe there's some discussion around just some freshness, but I'm not sure that really dictates turning the ball over the way they did to start the season and at times even against the Rams. And then the injuries, again, have been such a big part of it.
Evan's breaking up just a little bit. Hopefully he pops back here in a moment.
The Baltimore sidelines are getting him.
Well, but, you know, it's interesting because it's rare to get a guy who knows the league as well as Evan does.
Right, and then have some expertise in the team that the Bears are playing.
Which is why it's a great book by our guy Alex Kuhn to try and get specifically this kind of combination here. And it's interesting. So he can speak to, you know, the Ravens' connectivity with the Steelers as an organization, as we reestablish with Evan Washburn here on The Score. So we got most of that answer. I think we're good, Evan.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, you're good. So do you think that do John Harbaugh and Todd Monken appear to still be lockstep on the offensive vision for this team?
Yes. I mean, I think that they have had a really fruitful connection, largely Monken with Lamar Jackson. I mean, this is years in the making, and they've put in all the foundational work. But, I mean, it's kind of a broken record here, but it's hard to really evaluate the offense. And even talking to folks there over the course of the bye week, it was hard for them to evaluate the team during the bye week because the self-scout doesn't reflect who they are as they go into a game against Chicago because – the players that were playing in the game were backups and in some cases practice squad players. So again, I think these are things that are normal in terms of conversation points when it comes to a team that's 1-5, but I don't necessarily think that's how they view it in that building based off of the fact that the main root cause of all of it's been the fact that they just haven't had the players that they plan on having when the offense and defense are playing to their standard.
Evan, how have you seen Lamar evolve as a pocket passer?
Incredibly well. And it's a great point to bring up because when they looked at Cooper Rush as the backup and they brought him in the offseason, there was this discussion point, which has been brought to light in recent weeks and for good reason, that he plays a different style than Lamar. And that's completely true. But no one plays Lamar's style. But Lamar can be a pocket passer that plays at the level of the top pocket passers in this league, but he also happens to have a superhuman ability to evade pressure and run with the ball. But in terms of the design runs, those have really not been removed from the playbook, but are far less than they were a year ago, 2 years ago, and especially when Lamar first took over as starter, and that was really his primary kind of move was to attack with run pass option situations. And now it's no, Lamar's a pocket passer that happens to be able to, when the protection break down, run for 20, 40 yards.
I don't know. I mean to do your research for you, Evan. I'm sure you know all this stuff, but Jalen Johnson's out for a while. Tyreek Stevenson's been really good. Now he's out for this game. Kyler Gordon just returned. He's been great, but now he's out for this game. We're a little freaked out about the secondary depth, and we're wondering if Lamar could beat them even if he can't run around this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, Zay Flowers probably loves the idea of going up against some backups. And DeAndre Hopkins has been relatively quiet, and I think he's suffered from the injuries, largely to Lamar Jackson, that's affected the passing game. A big part of it, too, guys, is Ronnie Stanley appears to be healthy. The bye week really did him a lot of good. And as you know, it's not often as exciting to talk about offensive linemen, but he's as critical to everything they do in the passing game as anybody outside of Lamar. And so the fact that he's back and seemingly ready to play a full game, that would help the Ravens take advantage of whoever's back there for Chicago.
Your crew's having a fun time when you do games. And I figured that JJ would turn into a studio analyst. Like, I feel that the personality was clearly there when he was a player. I didn't expect him to be this good on color. And you guys seem to be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, we are. And I think the thing with JJ that's impressed me the most, outside of him just being a great guy, which I kind of knew. I mean, we crossed paths, not just when we were covering his games when he was in the league, but he's been a part of our studio crew in kind of a part-time capacity, and you'd see him at the big games and the playoffs and things when they'd go on site. But just his comfortability on the air, especially when it comes to doing games, and you guys have been around this enough, and the analyst job is really challenging because you have to find a way to not just make a salient point in a quick bite, but also not feel rushed and not stumble over your words and not be repetitive in your diction. And it requires a real command of the language, but also of timing. And that took me a while because I got to do that in short bursts as well. And then you got Ian directing it all. And JJ's been seamless, man. It's like he's been doing the job for years. And now as he gets more comfortable with the mechanics of all the things that go into doing live television, he's only going to get better. So I think that's allowed us to have fun, because usually you have to wait till somebody gets comfortable doing TV, let's say, before they can like cut it loose and start, you know, referencing movies and music and inside jokes and all that stuff. But we've been able to do it right out of the gate thanks to his ability to master it pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, and Ian is one of the greatest guys working in the industry. I mean, just like, I got to imagine
what he wants you to think.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell the secrets now. You'd rather have Noah.
Oh,
you'd
man.
Rather have Noah.
Oh, if only
you?
I could. If only I could. It would be the story of the century. No, I mean, he's everything you want him to be, because I agree. I think he's the best doing it. And shout out to Ian. He's kicking off his Amazon NBA gig tonight in New York. I think it's Celtics, Knicks. And I'm so happy for him because I've been with him for now over 10 years. And he's a great friend. But most importantly, he's just somebody who does it the right way. He's awesome on the air, but he's even better off it. And he makes all of our lives easier because yeah. We can mess something up, and I don't know, make it seem funny or like it was on purpose.
Natural follow-up and not based on recent events in any way. Did you guys meet with Caleb Williams this week?
Well, road games for us, that means we see them at the hotel. So we're excited to sit down with Caleb tomorrow once they arrive in Baltimore. That's the plan.
Okay. All right.
One more thing also having to do with recent events. Have you figured out how you're going to approach Ben Johnson at halftime or at the start of the third quarter? Because he's been a bit of a mixed bag with sideline reporters so far.
You know what? I've got a specific style. I mean, you guys are rolling in Eberflus interviews. I try to make my questions as quick as humanly possible for a couple of reasons. One, I think, and most importantly, and you've seen this, whether it was Ben or anybody, it's hard for in the middle of a game, and this is why I really am sympathetic to a coach or player if I'm doing an in-game interview, for them to do kind of a code switch from being in-game mode to now I have to talk to somebody And so the less words you give them to think about, the better you're off, the better you're going to be. And then secondly, I always root for some sort of emotion. If it's anger, if it's sadness, I'd root for happiness because that's fun for me. But anything that takes the viewer into the mindset of whether it's the coach or player that I'm interviewing, that's kind of me doing my job. And so I think that sometimes gets lost in these sideline interviews where people either it feels cringy or things don't, it feels clunky or the person or the coach is upset or whatever. If it's a real emotion, that's authenticity. That's good. If it's just complete robotic back and forth, then that's kind of, you know, that's unfortunate. I mean, those happen too, but I think I'm okay and root for the ones that at least take us into what the person's thinking and feeling.
Boy, that's good stuff.
It's really thoughtful.
And this is the right show for that conversation. We're fascinated by that stuff. And so it stands to reason then, sometimes you might see a coach and it comes across that he's overwhelmed or overmatched or scared or that those kind of things that a leader doesn't want to give off. You must have been able to see that, hear that, or sense that a time or three in your career.
I don't know. That seems like a loaded question. I don't often spend too much time judging. It's funny because we had one with Daniel Jones last week, and it was so fun to, one, see the Colts kind of in person. That thing's for real, by the way, at least offensively, for sure.
It seems like it.
And Daniel Jones, post-game, I kind of threw him one about what do we need to know about the team, and I kind of took it on myself to be like, I'm surprised by this. I don't like the thing where it's like people are saying, because when you say people are saying, you're basically saying I'm saying, but I don't want to take ownership of it. So I kind of put it on Daniel. I was like, look, I'm surprised by this. What do I and we need to know that we obviously didn't going into this season? And he had a great line where part of his answer, he says, y'all didn't know much, or I guess y'all didn't know much. And it was just an awesome moment for, like, Daniel Jones to finally kind of give a little jab, because this guy has taken it on the chin for so many years. And, look, it's been bumpy for him. But to have this moment, it was cool. So, but the example being, sometimes as the interviewer, you kind of have to put yourself in the position of being the voice of the fans or the critics so that you can try and get that reaction from the subject.
Hey, I wasn't trying to make you talk about Eberflus, but you're right to smell. You're right to smell my thoughts.
That's exactly what he was doing. Evan.
You put yourself in a tough spot with the lead-in. Honestly, you might have gotten it through without that lead-in. I see where you wanted to wrap this thing back around to.
Hey, man. You know, we like to talk in this town. Our old friend Terry Bores used to say that as soon as you put on the Cubs helmet, you lose, or the Cubs hat, you lose 15 IQ points as a manager. We think it's actually the Bears podium. When you put the Bears podium in front of you, something just happens to these people. So,
well, the good thing is that it doesn't feel that way with Ben Johnson.
It doesn't.
It feels like he's in full space command of what's going on. Evan, before we let you go, what do you think is the most interesting thing about the Bears?
The fact that they have the exact same record. I mean, it's funny, we've spent time based off of your lead-in referencing this time last year, and we had that game. If I have it correct, just so, I mean, I'll check it before I go on the air on Sunday, but they were 4-2 going into the same week, right?
So yes.
They were going into the D.C. game.
Going into Washington. 4-2 into the Hail Mary game.
We had them the following week. Yeah, so I think that's the most interesting thing for me. And I know guys have lent perspective to it that were in the locker room for that team last year. But the fact that they're 4-2, same record, but you live it every day. Just in my, like, catch up this week and really diving deep, and we talked to Ben early in the week and talked to guys on Saturday night here. But, like, it just feels different because they're not satisfied. They recognize that they are not a clean 4-2, and there's so much more room to grow. It's got to happen, but the fact that it's the same record as they had last year and then the way things went, I don't know. I think that's probably top of my list outside of just, like, what's going on with Caleb, is, you know, his progress, all those things that you guys are talking about every day. But the natural symmetry of the two 4-2s and how different they seem to feel – to me is a nice setup for this game.
CBS and Paramount Plus have the call of the Bears-Ravens game. Most of the country is going to see that game, by the way, and they'll see Evan Washburn on the sidelines. Evan, thanks for the time. We appreciate the talk about Kraft.
Yeah, sorry I lost you there for a minute, but good to be with you guys. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Evan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.